This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida said Sunday the death toll from the collapse of a beachfront condo building has risen to 9 as search and rescue efforts continue. Scores of rescue workers remain on the massive pile of rubble, still hoping to find survivors among the more than 150 people who remain missing. 4 days after Thursday's collapse, authorities and loved ones fear the death toll will go much higher. Dozens of families await word on the fate of their loved ones. The atmosphere inside a hotel ballroom where around 200 family members were briefed by authorities on Saturday was tense, according to the Associated Press. Families frustrated with the slow pace of recovery efforts have demanded they be allowed to go to the scene. Families are not among rescue workers because of the dangers involved. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, has said they're short on luck, but not on resources. At least 15 people were burned alive or shot to death in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, according to security sources on Sunday. The ambush on Saturday night mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning the passengers alive in what one witness said were scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least 2 shot dead, according to witnesses and a local official. You can keep up on the progress of that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use mobile app that you can download to your device and take us everywhere you go. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab jihadists killed at least 12 people Sunday in a raid on a town and military base in central Somalia. This according to the army and local officials. One source told the French news agency that the attackers were pushed back and many of them had been killed, although the exact number of dead was not clear. The source said the attack started with the detonation of a vehicle loaded with explosives. Al-Shabaab confirmed the attack and claimed 34 soldiers at the military base had been killed. Authorities also announced Sunday they had executed 21 Al-Shabaab members. That would be the largest ever execution carried out in Somalia. Communities in the United States Pacific Northwest region are suffering a historic heat wave. Oregon's largest city broke its all-time heat record on Saturday. It could beat the new mark on Sunday. Portland, Oregon reached 42 degrees Celsius, that's 108 degrees Fahrenheit, on Saturday afternoon, that according to the National Weather Service. Stores have sold out of portable air conditioners and fans, and city governments have opened cooling centers. Sports and other outdoor events have been canceled, and utilities are bracing for possible power outages due to high demand. Indian officials said Sunday they suspect explosives-laden drones were used to attack an airbase in the disputed region of Kashmir. They called it the first such incident of its kind in India. The region's police director general told the private news channel New Delhi Television that, quote, drones with payload were used in both the blasts. The director general called the attack an act of terrorism. 2 soldiers were lightly wounded in the explosions, according to a military officer. The incident, if proven to have been carried out by anti-India rebels, would mark a major shift in strategy against New Delhi. Rebels have primarily used classic guerrilla tactics such as ambushes, hit-and-run attacks, remote-controlled explosions, and car bombings. Hong Kong police arrested a former senior journalist with the Apple Daily newspaper at the international airport on Sunday night in a suspected national security charge as he tried to leave the city. This according to local media in Hong Kong. It would be the 7th staffer at the pro-democracy Apple Daily to be arrested on national security grounds in recent weeks. The popular tabloid was forced to close following a raid by several hundred police on its headquarters on June 17th. And the freezing of key assets and bank accounts. It printed its last edition just days ago on Thursday. Authorities say dozens of the paper's articles may have violated a China-imposed national security law, the first instance of authorities taking aim at media reports under that legislation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.